Okay, how about here? Zooming dictation. Valley, Chandler Valley, V-A-L-L-Y-E. W. Chandler, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R, birth date 8/30/47. Again, Valley, V-A-L-L-Y-E, last name C-H-A-N-D-I-E-R. Excuse me, V-L-E-R, C-H-A-N-D-L-E-R, birth date 8/30/47. Follow-up left shoulder injury states he's doing much better after receiving cortisone injection and cortisone pills for the past several days. He's been off work. States that she's being pressured to return to work as a bus driver. Feels that she has no impairment. Being able to drive bus with automatic transmission and automatic doors. At this time, denies pain. These are symptoms of non-contributory, past clinical history, non-contributory social family history, non-contributory physical exam. Your appearance, no acute distress, extremities, hand within normal limits, wrist within normal limits, forearm elbow within normal limits, forearm shoulder, left shoulder with restriction for abduction and rotation without pain, noted. To superior shoulder or lateral suprascapular area as before. Neurovascular tendon without evidence of injury. Skin within normal limits, head throat within normal limits, neck within normal limits, lung skin oxygenation protection, heart rate breathing without normal limits, without evidence of salt, without again a negative alternative. Impression. Follow up work related injuries to left shoulder with the occurrence and how much improved will allow patient to return to work. Light duty status to drive bus if permitted. With work requirements. Follow-up at 1 week for reevaluation. Again, requesting MRI to be obtained at left shoulder with suspected left rotator cuff injury without impairment at present, without significant impairment at present. To discuss work capacities at work with your supervisor, you follow up for further evaluation. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.